Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. I am the light of the world, says the Lord. Whoever follows me will have the light of life. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The scribes and Pharisees said to Jesus, "The disciples of John the Baptist fast often and offer prayers, and the disciples of Pharisees do the same, but yours eat and drink." Jesus answered them, "Can you make the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come, and when the bridegroom is taken away from them, then they will fast in those days." He also told them a parable. No one tears a piece from a new cloak to patch an old one. Otherwise he would tear the new and the piece from it will not match the old cloak. Likewise, no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the new wine will burst the skins and it will be spilled and the skins will be ruined. Rather, new wine must be poured into fresh wineskins. And no one who has been drinking old wine desires new, for he says, "The old is good." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus wants us to be always with him. With him is a moment of joy. So by the time of Jesus, the disciples begin this feast, their wedding feast. So they do observe the Jewish custom to fast so often. But Jesus also said this is a time we have to fast. So today, the church give all the allowance for us to do what we can. Even on Friday, if we cannot fast, we can do some good acts instead of it. Even though the church doesn't observe so seriously today as in the past, the fasting day, but it's important to keep ourselves always open our heart to the Lord. That's a reason. The church wants us to be close to Jesus. Just like the time of Jesus, you can see the disciples, they were the wedding guests, and he is the bridegroom. Today also, we have to feast on every day. Important is to keep Jesus in our heart, in our midst. It's more important to love. Important also to fast on certain moments, but most important to keep ourselves alert that we are with the Lord. The Lord is with us always. This is our peace. This is our joy. To say we celebrate the Greek Pope Gregory the Great. At times we sing the Mass. The Latin chant is called Gregorian chant. That means today from his encouragement, let's start the music. Of course, he's a Benedictine. It's a music. It's from Benedictine tradition. But he is the one who promoted. Today we have this chant of Gregorian chant. We thank for his contribution. Singing, Augustine says, singing is double than the just plain words of prayer. So when time we have to sing together with the choir, sing aloud, so that we praise the Lord always, even during with our personal time of prayer. Also we can, from the heart, we sing some psalms just to make ourselves aware that we are blessed by the Lord and we praise the Lord always.